The United States and Mexico forged a key water agreement last week, settling a long-term dispute about the Rio Grande Valley's most valuable resource. Analysts say water soon will surpass drug trafficking and illegal immigration as the most pressing issue in the region. Commentator Ruben Navarrete says the agreement is good as far as it goes, but that it doesn't go far enough.
Drought-stricken Texas farmers are plenty steamed over Mexico's ongoing failure to live up to a water-sharing agreement signed over 50 years ago. But even the news of a settlement of the dispute hasn't satisfied those who say what Mexico is prepared to hand over is only a drop in the bucket. Under the Utilization of Waters Treaty of 1944, the United States sends about 1.2 million acre-feet of water to Mexico every year. Mexico sends back about one-fourth as much. That's not a bad deal for the Mexicans. But Mexico has drought problems of its own. It's missed enough water payments so its accumulated debt to the United States has grown to 1.5 million acre-feet. For anyone who isn't a water wonk, 1 acre-foot is the amount needed to cover 1 acre in 1 foot of water, or about 326,000 gallons. So Mexico owes us a river of water. Now, after months of neighborly arm-twisting, Mexico has agreed to transfer 90,000 acre-feet. That's not 1.5 million, but it's enough to help Texas farmers save some of their summer crops. In the hopes of getting even more, farmers want Mexico to be put on a formal repayment schedule. But what if Mexico doesn't live up to the agreement and defaults on the treaty? That may be the end of some crops in South Texas, and it may be the end of an old treaty, one that has clearly outlived its usefulness. In 1944, when the original agreement was signed, there were 200,000 people living along the U.S.-Mexico border. Today, there are 20 million. That means a lot of thirsty people and crops. What's more, Americans are in no position to lecture Mexicans on honoring agreements. Remember last year when Congress violated the North America Free Trade Agreement by trying to deny Mexican trucks access to U.S. roads? The United States has to play the treaty game by one set of rules. It can't very well break the agreements it finds inconvenient and then holler foul when other countries do the same. Here's an idea. First, scrap the water treaty and send the two countries back to the negotiating table. They need to come up with something more equitable. Then, Mexico should share whatever water it does have and step up deliveries for the coming years until the debt is paid off. Congress can set a good example by lifting the restrictions on Mexican trucks. NAFTA is worth respecting. Water is worth preserving, and the relationship between the United States and Mexico is worth saving on all fronts.
The comments of Ruben Navarrete, a nationally syndicated columnist with the Washington Post Writers Group.